Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Here's your pop quiz for today. They held one earlier this spring in Pike County. There's one underway this week in Marshall County, with entertainment activities you won't find just anywhere.
I have seen everything, and this has been a consistent attraction at the Bullitt County Fair. They have a frog jumping contest, and what I have observed for the last 3 or 4 years since the famous Duck Dynasty show came out, there's a lot of fairs having Duck Dynasty look-alike contests.
And the Kentucky Ag Department's Chris Caudill says attendee participation makes them all the more fun.
There's a backseat driving contest where, especially among spouses, where one's trying to blindfolded drive and the other's trying to tell them which way to go.
For safety's sake, that's a low-speed event on golf carts. And the county fair is holding its own because of that kind of local participation.
It's a family affair. I mean, it's one of those last events that still not only highlight what's going on in the community, but it involves just about every one of those families in that community. And it's still just as strong as ever, and it's just something that the family can do together, which is hard to do in this day and time.
And collectively, county fairs still pack them in.
We have consistently had over 1 million people attend a county fair in the state of Kentucky consistently for the last decade.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
Chris Caudill serves as County Fair Coordinator for the Kentucky Ag Department, supporting county fair activities with a cost-share program.
We'll match 50% to all fairs and what they spend in premiums and awards on all approved agricultural and livestock classes, in addition to any approved horse show events.
A county fair does take local involvement and commitment, but most communities take full advantage.
Currently, for this year, we've had 97 counties submit an initial request for state aid form, and that's pretty good out of 120 counties.
Their website is kyagr.com, and at the homepage, you can find a statewide schedule.
The subheading first one is county fairs, and that would tell everyone the dates, what events they might be having, locations, and even a contact person if they wanted to call ahead of time to get specific information.
So check out details of your county fair. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.